We need to be honest with ourselves for a moment.
Right.
Most people creating content, whether you're a small business or, a solo creator, you hit the same wall.
Oh, I know this wall.
You spend hours, maybe 3 agonizing hours, making one single video.
And then you put it out there, and maybe 50 people see it. The return is just, it's terrible. And that feeling of staring at a blank screen again the next day is exhausting. It's burnout waiting to happen.
It's a huge pain point. But what if there was a structured system, a blueprint that could actually change the game? Imagine doing all your content for an entire month. We're talking 33 separate posts in about 30 minutes.
And this isn't magic, it's a system.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are digging into this 30-minute monthly content blueprint you found.
Our focus is on how you can get consistent by being incredibly efficient. The system uses AI content creation tools, so things like ChatGPT or Gemini, that generate text or ideas from your instructions to do all the heavy lifting. And our mission is super clear. We're going to break down how to find your successful themes, define the three key types of content, the pillars, and then walk through step by step the bulk creation methods for reels, carousels, and image posts. It's about building a content factory, not one-off sculptures.
Okay, let's start with that core philosophy. Successful social pages, they don't guess. They're not just waking up and deciding, oh, I'll post a picture of my coffee today. They look at data. They find their winners.
That's the absolute starting point for any kind of efficiency. Before you create anything new, you have to know what already worked.
So you're saying go into your Instagram or your TikTok analytics and look for those posts with really high engagement.
Exactly. Forget the follower count for a second. Did a morning routine video get 10,000 views? Did a carousel about saving money get 500 saves? Because saves and shares, that's the real currency. That data tells you exactly what problem you solved for someone. You're not reinventing the wheel, just making more of what works.
And this is where the AI shortcut kicks in, because sometimes it's really hard to see the pattern yourself.
It is. The source suggests you take screenshots of your top 5 posts and you just upload them straight to ChatGPT. You turn the AI into your analyst.
And you ask to analyze everything.
Everything. Common themes, colors, the structure, specific elements.
And it might come back with something like, people really like your shortlist, or they prefer when you tell a personal story.
Yeah, and that report is your blueprint for the next month.
So if you're just starting out, why is looking at a competitor's winners such a good substitute?
Analyzing competitors provides a proven blueprint to avoid guessing.
So you're reverse engineering from day one.
Exactly.
Okay, so once you have this data-driven plan, you need structure. You can't just post randomly.
Right, you need content pillars. These are the main topics you're going to talk about over and over again.
And the sources lay out a very specific mix of formats to get to that 33 posts a month number. It's balanced for a reason.
It's actually built around platform function. So first, you have the growth format, which is Reels. You need 12 of them. These are for finding new followers because the algorithms push short video to new people.
Then you have the value format, carousels. And this is the biggest chunk, 15 of them. These are for building trust, for teaching something step by step.
And finally, the attention format. 6 simple image posts. Their only job is to stop the scroll, clarify a misconception, or just state a simple truth.
Controlling the prompt across those different formats can be a real bottleneck. I still wrestle with prompt drift myself, honestly.
That's when the AI kind of loses context when you switch tasks, right?
Exactly. You go from writing a detailed script to asking for a simple image idea, and it forgets the brand voice. You have to keep reminding it.
So thinking about that structure, what's the strategic benefit of making most of the posts, 15 of them, the value format, the carousels?
Value builds essential trust and connection with the existing audience.
That makes sense. It's about retention.
Okay, let's dive into the part that takes the most time for everyone. The 12 reels. The sources say you should kind of cheat by using existing content.
You do not film from scratch in the system. This is all about repackaging high-value stuff that's already out there.
So where do you get it?
You use ChatGPT with web search to find popular YouTube interviews or podcasts in your niche. Find 5 videos about productivity that already have a ton of views. The views prove the topic is a winner.
Got it. So you take the best link from that search?
And you feed it into a tool like Google Gemini. You ask it for the full transcript and a catchy headline.
Okay, so now you have the text. You go back to ChatGPT.
And this is where the prompt has to be precise. You tell it to act like a ruthless social media manager.
I like that.
And you tell it to find 5 distinct, hook-worthy segments, each between 30 and 50 seconds long. But here's the critical part. You tell it to give you the exact start and end timestamps.
Ah, so like 01.1201.45. Why multitasking is a myth.
Exactly like this.
So why is getting those exact start and end timestamps from the AI so critical here?
Exact timestamps eliminate time-consuming manual scrubbing and cutting.
That makes so much sense. You take those timestamps to an editor like CapCut, make the precise cuts, add captions, and you've got 5 to 10 reels from one video.
In minutes.
Okay, now let's move on to carousels. This is where the time savings get a little bit wild. We're using the bulk create method to make 15 of them in minutes.
Right. Designing them one by one is way too slow for this system.
So step one is you have to reverse engineer a winning style. Find a carousel you like, and you have to define its structure.
Yeah, so maybe slide one is a big title, the middle slides have advice, and the last slide asks a question. You ask ChatGPT to describe that structure slide by slide. That becomes your template.
So once you have the structure, you generate the data. You prompt ChatGPT to write the content for 15 new carousels on your topic, let's say healthy eating habits.
Yeah, but the key here is you have to ask for the data in a CSV or a table format. The columns need to match your structure exactly. So column A is the title, B is the problem, C is the solution, and so on.
You're creating pure structured data.
Exactly.
So this leads to the magic step in Canva. You open your one beautiful carousel template and you find the bulk create app.
And then you just paste that table of 15 ideas directly into it. Whoa. Imagine scaling that data creation to 1,000 punchy insights and using the bulk create app. That's what instant scaling feels like.
That is genuinely incredible.
It is. You right click on your title text box, you select connect data, and you map it to the title column from your spreadsheet. You do that for each element.
And then you click generate.
And Canva instantly creates all 15 unique carousels from that one template. It's like stacking Lego blocks of data.
So what is the one prerequisite you absolutely cannot skip before you ask ChatGPT to generate those 15 carousel concepts?
You must first reverse engineer and provide the required slide structure.
The AI needs a container to pour the data into.
Precisely. Garbage in, garbage out.
Okay, finally, the 6 image posts. These are meant to be fast, simple, and grab attention, like an expectation versus reality infographic.
The process starts with a quick brainstorm with ChatGPT. Just ask it for 10 expectation versus reality ideas about, say, working from home.
But the real time saver isn't just the idea, it's the prompt for the image generator.
Exactly. Don't waste time trying to describe the image yourself. Ask the AI to write a detailed prompt for a tool like DALL-E 3 or Midjourney.
Something like, give me a prompt for minimal, flat vector art using soft pastel colors.
Yeah, you get that high-quality prompt, you copy-paste it, and you get a professional graphic in seconds. No design skills needed.
But having 33 files on your computer isn't the final step. We had to talk about scheduling.
Oh, this is maybe the most important part. If you stop here, you fail. You have to schedule them using a tool like Vista Social, Buffer, or Later.
And the sources really stress clear file naming. Day 01, realproductivityhack.mp4.
It saves your sanity. And you have to follow a mixed pattern. Monday, reel, Tuesday, carousel, Wednesday, image. You can't just post 5 reels in a row. The algorithms like variety.
So why is mixing of the content types in the schedule recommended?
Mixing ensures you engage different follower segments across various formats.
So let's zoom out and recap this whole system. What's the big idea here?
The creators who are winning in 2025 are the ones working smartest.
They're using AI for the bulk synthesis and the production, which frees up their time for higher value work.
But that speed comes with some really important warnings. We have to talk about the mistakes to avoid.
Okay, what's the first one?
Don't be a robot. AI can sound really stiff or, you know, just boring. You have to review the text and humanize it, change a few words, inject your personality.
That's crucial. What's number two?
Quality over speed. A blurry reel or a carousel with bad advice is worse than posting nothing. 20 great posts are way better than 30 low-quality ones.
And the last one.
You have to check the facts. AI can make things up. It can hallucinate. If it gives you a statistic or a quote, you have to do a quick Google search to verify it. Your credibility is everything.
So this system is designed to compress the mechanical part of creation. So you can spend your time actually talking to your audience, building your business.
Or just relaxing, yeah.
So here's the final thought I'm left with. If you outsource the creation of the content, how does that fundamentally change the relationship between you, the creator, and the audience you've built?
That's a great question. You're no longer focused on the act of making.
You're focused on the act of connecting.
That's the goal. So we encourage you, take the 1 month challenge. Start by finding your pillars. Open up ChatGPT. You have the blueprint. Go create.